Hello, everyone. It's Ben the Baptist here. I wanted to give you guys my thoughts on Pastor Jason Robinson's recent appearance on James White's show. That's right. He actually went onto his radio show and he wiped the floor with him. He totally exposed the folly of the doctrine of devils known as Calvinism, and he made him look like a pseudo-intellectual fool. I loved it. And you know what, folks? You need to check out his church and his YouTube channel, Mountain Baptist Church. I'll leave the link to that in the description box below. Listen to his preaching. Pastor Robinson knows his Bible. He has some great sermons over on his channel. I've been listening to him for a while now. God bless you, Pastor. I wanted to take some time now to respond to a few of the points made by Jeff Bourbon, or Durbin, whatever his name is, and Jeff White, or James White. It was a long broadcast. Prior to Pastor Robinson's discussion with White, they did like an hour and a half segment where Jeff Durbin and James White blasphemed the gospel of Jesus Christ. They attacked Brother Adam Fannin from my church, the evangelist at my church, Steadfast Jacksonville.
Oh, So let's try to sneak this in the last 10 minutes before we take a break before our debate.
You have the one where it says Jesus here or Lord there. It just shows you how foolish, they want to, well, maybe technology can help give us a better Bible. Maybe we can dig up something in a cave. If your trust, if your confidence in God is something yet to be discovered, or maybe the computer can connect some numbers and teach us what it really means, you're a fool. Mm-hmm. You don't believe in God. You trust in a computer. You trust in a scientist. You trust in an archaeologist. You're not trusting in the one true living God.
So this was, he was saying that I hate King James Onlyism because I wrote a book against it, obviously. This other guy, right after this, says, you know, all they want to do is debate because they quoted you or whoever did this for Apologetics
on the
Studios,
channel,
on the channel, saying we'll debate this. And that's all they want to do is they want to debate. And Romans 1:29 uses the term debate, and it's always bad. They use fonts that are like 3 point.
Yeah.
And that's why there are overdoses in the world.
It makes sense, because you're getting older.
Yeah. But anyways.
When we first met, I never knew that we'd be having conversations about becoming old men.
Oh, well, that happened.
Beyond that, they also did go after yours truly, and they pulled up one of my videos and critiqued it. They claimed that I was deceiving people because in a video where I was correcting James or Jeff Durbin, I keep getting them mixed up. In a video where I was correcting Jeff Durbin for promoting a work salvation, I quoted Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 to prove that salvation is by grace through faith alone. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Now, how could you have missed that, Jeff? I mean, it's right there.
So yeah, I actually, that's what I was teaching. I was teaching that night, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Only I also talked about verse 10, which is conveniently left out of this verse here.
Yeah.
Holding this together in balance.
But they claim because I omitted verse 10 that I was intentionally trying to lead people astray and not being honest. Well, you know what? I love Ephesians 2:10. I love James 2. I love all the passages that Calvinists rip out of context because I love every word of God from Genesis to Revelation, whether you don't understand them or not. It doesn't matter to me. And Ephesians 2:10 is a beautiful verse. And they also claim that Baptists tend to avoid Ephesians 2:10 because we're scared of it somehow, when that couldn't be further from the truth. I can speak for Brother Fannin here because you know what? He preaches about Ephesians 2:10 all the time. He always brings it up in sermons. He always talks about the fact that we ought to live righteously after we're saved. The difference, though, is we don't teach that if you don't live right after salvation, you were never saved to begin with. That's works salvation, and that's a damnable heresy. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." And that, what is that? Your salvation. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. What's the gift of God? Clearly, your salvation. Anyone who's normal and not have their brain fried with John Calvin trash will be able to see that and go, okay, obviously salvation is a gift of God. It's not of works. But James White spent a few minutes doing an exegesis, or whatever the word is, of this scripture. By the way, I'm sick of their pseudo-intellectual buzzwords. Nobody cares about your theological terms. It doesn't make you look smart. It just makes you look like a stuck-up, arrogant, prideful punk. Ephesians chapter 2, look what it says in verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And I apologize ahead of time if I get sidetracked in this video or go off on little side rants and then forget what I was even talking about to begin with. I'm fired up about this topic because I hate Calvinism. But notice it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Like I said, anyone who's normal looks at this and says, well, obviously, it's salvation that's the gift. Eternal life, the Bible says, is the gift. In Romans chapter 6, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we see the gift is the same thing there. Salvation is the gift. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. But now let's get to verse 10. The verse that I'm allegedly avoiding, according to White and Bourbon. Look what it says. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. It doesn't say that we will walk in them, but that we should walk in them. Hey, guess what? God has a will for your life. You should do good works. You should live a righteous life. You should walk in the Spirit rather than the flesh. You should do what God wants you to do so that you can accomplish his will for your life. He's got a plan for you. He wants you to do amazing things for him. But ultimately, you have to decide through your own agency, through your own free will, to please God. And that, folks, is the danger of Calvinism. It inevitably leads to work salvation. Since they don't believe in free will, they think once you're saved, you're automatically going to do the works and persevere to the end. Perseverance of the saints is not once saved, always saved. It's not eternal security at all. It's work salvation. It's repenting your sins. And, you know, they say things like, well, there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. That comes from Paul Washer. They say that if you backslide or if you don't have the works, you were never saved to begin with. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. It's a lie of the devil. One of the things Durbin and White were saying in that little segment prior to Pastor Robinson's interview is that the new IFB promotes a, quote, powerless gospel. That was his accusation. Total blasphemy. Many things change once you're saved. You get the Holy Spirit inside you when you're sealed until the day of redemption. You have eternal life. You have the ability to interpret scripture. You have the ability to get somebody else saved. And you have the ability to walk in the new man if you choose to do so. That's a lot of change. Yes, salvation is a beautiful thing. But just because we don't teach that you're this robot that's going to automatically turn from all your sins once you're saved, that has nothing to do with stripping away the power from the gospel. The gospel is the good news. People who believe on Christ get to go to heaven despite the fact that they don't deserve to get to heaven based on their works. That's the power of the gospel. Being sealed with the Holy Spirit, having now the ability to go out and win souls to Christ and replicate yourself spiritually. Bourbon doesn't understand that because he's an unsaved false prophet. Romans 4 says, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. That doesn't say if God makes us believe on him. It says, if we believe on him, we have to choose free will. And they'll say, well, you know, this is how perverted they are. Well, you know, God will make you believe on him. It's psychotic. Pastor Robinson, point blank, asked James White, do you think molestation is ordained by God? And, you know, rape and just horrific things like that. And he wouldn't even answer the question directly.
But I do have a question for you when it comes to that idea of God decreeing everything. So let me ask you a question. I mean, do you believe that God decrees molestation or murder or you know, let's say abortion clinic. Do you believe God is sovereign over that, that he decrees for that to happen?
Hence, in answer to your large theodicy question, I do believe that God decrees whatsoever comes to pass, and that therefore everything that happens in this universe has a purpose.
He basically said yes. And I want you to understand something. The Calvinist God is a God I don't worship. I will never worship that false God. It's a psychotic and satanic doctrine. Galatians 5 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." If it were automatic, that commandment and others like it wouldn't exist in the Bible. Therefore, we can logically conclude that it's not automatic, that you have to choose to walk in the Spirit rather than the flesh, that you have to choose to not quench the Spirit, that you have to choose to put on the new man, because those are all commandments in Scripture. I hate to come at you with kind of an angry video here on the eve of Christmas. I don't know when I'm going to upload this, to be honest with you. It might be before Christmas, might be after Christmas, but it's the holiday season, and, you know, I don't want to make a video where I'm all grumpy and pissed off, but I will say this, folks. We should get angry about Calvinism. It muddies the waters when it comes to the gospel. It is a perverted and satanic doctrine of devils. And you know what? Whenever I think of the lie spewed by Bourbon and White during that broadcast, especially during the interview with Pastor Robinson, it really annoys me. Pastor Robinson tried to bring up the old man versus the new man, and James White just rolled his eyes like a limp-wristed loser because he doesn't understand the concept. He doesn't divide that which is spiritual from that which is physical, because he's unsaved. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That's all I've got, folks. I really appreciate your support. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the documentary I recently produced, The God of the New World Order. I really liked that, you know, it got a ton of feedback, and it means a lot to me that you guys watched it and shared it with your friends and family. Make sure you subscribe to Pastor Robinson's church, Mountain Baptist Church. The link is in the description. Also, I'll leave a link to the discussion he had with James White. When Pastor Major produces that anti-Calvinist documentary, I think it's going to trigger White, Bourbon, and all of his minions into oblivion. And that'll put a smile on my face. I'll see you guys soon. Have a good one.